Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and thank you so much for joining me. It is Coffee Chatter time. All right, what did you do this weekend? Let me tell you. If you were in sunny California, it was hot. However, if you were down by the beach, as usual, started off, Venice Beach started off this weekend a little cloudy, but by midday, it got to be nice and sunny. And then about, 6 o'clock in the evening, I saw the clouds coming back in. That's kind of always what it is, but let me tell you, it was a beautiful weekend for me anyway, and I hope wherever you are, it was a beautiful weekend for you too. Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the Hollywood movie loop. Number one, no surprise here, Jurassic World. This movie, can you believe it? Jurassic World from Universal Studios made over $204,600,000. I mean, I said it made over. Remember, all these are just an estimation for right here in the USA. If I'm wrong, so sorry. If I'm right, hey. Anyway, so of course, Jurassic World. This is not directed by Steven Spielberg. However, he is one of the executive directors. And let's face it, anytime Steven Spielberg touches something in Hollywood, I'm going to say 99.9% of the time, it is a major hit. But remember when Steven Spielberg had the reality TV show? Didn't say, oh, I did it. But anyway, Jurassic World, what can I say? Number one, first week out, no surprise there. And Jurassic World, of course, is all about the dinosaurs, and it's a lot of fun, so go check that out. It was actually an extra in one of the Jurassic Parks films years ago. It was a lot of fun. All right, number two, Spy. That one this week made over $16 million. Not bad at all. Number three, San Andreas. That one made a little bit over $11 million. Of course, San Andreas stars Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Isn't he gorgeous? All right, number four, Insidious Chapter 3 made over $7 million. I'm too scared to watch that. Number five, Pitch Perfect 2. Of course, starring, I love her voice, Fantasia, one of the stars anyway, of Pitch Perfect 2. That one made over $6 million. Not bad at all. Number six, Entourage. That one made just about $4.5 million. Not bad at all. Number seven, Mad Max, Fury Road. That one made a little bit over $4 million there. Number eight, Avengers, Age of Ultron. That one made just about $4 million there. Not bad. So if you like superheroes and you want to feel good, then that's the movie to see there. Number nine, Tomorrowland. That is the George Clooney movie there. Tomorrowland made just about $3.5 million there. And number 10, Love and Mercy. And that one made a little bit over $2 million there. So there you have it. All right there. So I hope you enjoyed your movies this weekend. Did you get your popcorn on? Did you get your soda? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, sometimes I do sneak in me a hamburger. I sure do. Because it's expensive at the movies. I'm not advocating smuggle in the food, but I do. I'm going to stop it. Yeah, sure. Anyway, for the number 10 movie, Love and Mercy, I did want to mention that one of the stars of that movie is John Cusack and Elizabeth Banks. Now, something about John Cusack, whenever he's an excellent actor, whenever he makes a movie, you know, it always starts off slow and it just gets higher and higher and higher. And he was just about, you know, pretty close to number one. So Love and Mercy, if you're a big John Cusack fan there, well, there you have it. He has a movie out. He always makes those movies that are real quiet and they always end up being a huge hit. Okay, moving on to some Hollywood fun gossip, Hollywood interesting gossip. You know what? I'll tell you something I thought was very interesting. I did not see Beyonce's name in the gossip anywhere on the internet this weekend. Perhaps I was insane. Perhaps I was blind. Perhaps I was from another planet. I don't know. But I'm telling you, I did not see two people's names in the gossip this weekend. Justin Bieber, interesting, and Beyonce. I love them too. They're extremely talented. You know I love my girl Beyonce. But first weekend I have ever not seen something in the news about them. So now that they're not in the news, they're still in the Hollywood fun gossip on the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Hey, hey, hey. So, you know, maybe that's the PR trick to not to be in the gossip so everybody will say your name anyway. Now, you know, you got to be bad to the bone to have it like that. Anyway, do you remember the TV show Saved by the Bell? Well, the African-American actress, I forgot the character's name, I don't care. But anyway, her real name is Lark Voice. Well, Voice, I hope I'm saying that right. Okay, if I'm not, whatever. Anyway, remember she was on the show. She was there. I think she played Lisa. She was very, very cute. She was the fashionista on the show, the little hip, you know, cute little, you know, African-American girl. Anyway, allegedly, it's in the news. It's on Hollywood Gossip. So, you know, I'm just taking it from gossip and, you know, add the Coffee Chatter spin on it. I've never met the girl. However, I do know people that have met her, because she's actually a pretty nice lady. But anyway, gossip it is, because she's in Hollywood. Okay, she's married. Okay, and it looks like maybe her husband is not Hollywood type, you know, foo-foo-fa-fa people as we are in Hollywood. You know, Hollywood got their own crowd, known, you know, our own energy and synergy. That's my new word now, synergy. Yeah. Okay, so it looks like she's, okay, I'm just reading from the headlines. Anyway, okay, she's married and her husband has some little scuffles or something to do with the law. Anyway, everybody is buzzing about her husband is, you know, kind of not a bad guy. I don't want to say a bad guy because this is all allegedly. But anyway, it looks like people do not like her husband, according to gossip. And I say to myself, I've never met the man. I don't know how everybody else could have met the man, innocent until proven guilty. But anyway, it looks like she's having some little trouble amongst alleged some people that are close to her, saying that her husband is not on the up and up. So all I'm saying is I hope that story is not true, and if it is, I hope she gets it together. So, you know, marital problems in Hollywood. Woo! All right, moving on to, I was just so unhappy. Do you watch the reality show? And what is it, Little People, Big World, Little People, I don't know, whatever. The Little People, Big World show. Anyway, with them, Matt and Amy Roloff, remember them? They're so adorable. Well, they've been married for 27 years, and they have, you know, what, 3 or 4 kids, and they have a set of twins. One's normal, one's a little person. Anyway, I did watch that reality show. I mean, they were very, very cute. The husband always had these wonderful ideas, and the wife was the sensible one, and the husband was the creative one. 27 years of marriage, they're getting a divorce. Tell me, every time somebody gets a reality show, it seems like they get a divorce. You think of the Kardashians, okay, for obvious reasons, but the Kardashians there. Now you have the Little People. You have Matt and Amy Roloff there. I mean, we had, what was her name, Jessica Simpson, when she had her reality show. Everybody splits up. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe people go apart. Maybe it's too much information out there and you feel like, I don't know what you feel like because I've never been married and I don't have a reality show. But it seems really hard on marriages. So all I'm saying is another Hollywood couple getting a divorce. I hope this is just gossip, and I hope that they get back together again. Remember Kate Plus Eight when they start, John and Kate Plus Eight, when they started, oh, they sat on the couch, and they were so close together. And as the years went on, man, they got more and more room in between that little couch until finally it's just Kate by herself. So, man, I think reality life, TV life is hard on couples. Okay, let's see. Moving on from there. Another split in Hollywood. Good grief. Okay, Hollywood gossip. Brittany Griner, allegedly, as she and Gloria Johnson are calling it quits. They're the two basketball stars, the two women basketball stars. Remember, they're both excellent basketball players for the Women's Basketball League. Okay, they had a scuffle. Some little scuffle, everything was peaches and cream. They tied the knot. Now it looks like within seconds they are splitting up. Okay? So now one of them, Gloria Johnson, now she's pregnant. So I don't know. This one just really may be a lot of gossip. But this is the third Hollywood gossip that we have that is just, woo, too hot to handle. And let me tell you, what's going on in Hollywood, people? You know what? I'm telling you, when the eyes are on you, it's very, very difficult to stay together. And I think anytime you're in Hollywood, because of the busy schedules that people have, you know, the fast-paced life, you're always pulled apart. You see me taking up family. So anyway, moving on to some coffee news there. Check us out at www.coffeechatter.net. Well, let's see. What can I tell you? We did have our advisory board meeting. I'd like to welcome our board, Cheryl Gordon. She is now on the advisory team there. Everything is on our Coffee Chatter webpage there, and you will see some changes as of Friday with new information. And now we will have a written address. So if you want to send us something in writing, well, now you'll have it, because people kept saying, I don't know where you're located. Well, our events are down in Los Angeles, California, but we'll have an address. It's all be there on the website. You can check us out. We always have an email to contact us, you know, so you can send me an email. And I remember we did have an annual advisory board meeting there, and it was absolutely wonderful, very productive. And we are going to be implementing our new Sock It To Me campaign for the L.A. Mission, and we will be collecting brand new socks for men and women, so and children. So if you have some brand new socks, the information will be up on the website as to where to dump those socks off into throughout the area. All right, so that's our new plan, www.coffeechatter.net. The information will be up as of Saturday by 2 o'clock. Why Saturday at 2 o'clock? Because that's when the computer guy comes in and puts it up there, Saturday at 2 o'clock. Hey. So anyway, much love, much peace. Stay out in the sun, relax, and make it a great day. Watch out for the animals. You see little Scruffy out there with no water. You know, the crazy dogs that tip their water bowl over. Well, go tell your neighbor that his mutt tipped his water bowl over so he can get some water out there for that little Scruffy mutt. Okay, fill up your bird bath and try to help out the birds, because there's no water out here in California. Don't forget the little animals, even little ugly lizards need some water. So put a little dish down for a little bird there. All right, and have a good day. I will talk to you next Monday morning, 7:15, people. Get your coffee and relax. Bye-bye.